Blog Talk Radio.
You know.
One more song and we'll get the message.
Thank you.
He paid the highest price for you simply to experience and know the depth of his love. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 and 16 says, can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you in the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. You are God's child today and forever. You are fully loved by the Creator and Lord of all. God's love is vast, limitless, and real. His affections for you know no bounds. He is patiently waiting for you to cast aside all other pursuits of love and simply let him satisfy your need to be loved in the ways far greater than you could ever imagine. So take time in guided prayer to let God love you. Confess any ways in which you have pursued love that weren't ruled in him. Allow him to heal any wounds that have kept you from experiencing love. And receive the incredible vast affections your Heavenly Father has for you as his beloved child. So first, meditate on the limitless and unconditional love your Heavenly Father has for you. Allow Scripture to fill you with desire to pursue being loved by God and cease pursuing love from the world. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, and this love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this love, not that we have loved God, but that he had loved us and sent his Son to the propitiation for our sins. So secondly, in what ways have you pursued being loved by the world instead of God? What person have you been working to please so that they would love you? What success have you been trying to achieve to feel loved? What possessions have you been trying to buy to feel fulfilled? In Jonah chapter 2, verse 8, those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. So thirdly, confess any sin of idolatry and take time to receive the conditionless affections of your Father. Ask him to show you how much love he loves you. Ask him to help you receive his love in untouched places of your heart. Rest in his presence and allow him to lay a new foundation of grace-filled love in your life. 1 John 4:16. So we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So often we hear the word idolatry, and our minds immediately think of golden statues or other Old Testament images of false gods. But see, the sin of idolatry is just as real as rampant today as if it were in the days of the Old Testament. We replace golden statues with other possessions. We worship and place our hope in that which is fleeting and vain. Anytime we value something above our God and his will or engaging in idolatry. May we as God's children have the perspective and humility to cast down anything we have valued above him. May we repent and receive forgiveness and healing that we might serve him alone. And may we experience his love offered to us without measure and without condition. I highly suggest that you read 1 John chapter 4. It'll bring this devotion more into a life for you. Amen. So this brings us to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord God to be your Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are? not knowing which way is up or down, okay? You're stressed, okay, to the max, okay? You just don't know if you can make it another day. Are you depressed? Or maybe you suffer from anxiety, or maybe you suffer from a drug addiction, okay, or alcohol, or sexual immorality, or gambling, or overeating. Whatever it may be, you see, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. So that's my question tonight. Do you want to get to know Jesus? If so, simply pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. Excuse me, sorry about that. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you once again for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Now, you can call in to us and let us know that you experienced, okay, and you said this simple prayer that you received the Lord Jesus Christ tonight by calling in at area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that is 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, it will come on live, and you can tell us, okay, that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all his angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing, okay, that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, my listeners, if you want to, okay, be heard and come on live, you can always press 1, and you can be heard. Well, okay, while waiting to see what our listeners are going to do, I'm going to play some more music, okay? Okay, here we go. Thank you.
Everybody's got a blank page, a story to write it today. A wall that they're climbing, you can carry the past on your shoulders. You can start over, regret, no matter what you've gone through, Jesus. He gave it all to save you, he carried the cross on his shoulders.
Attention, what I pay for love when you're thirsty.
two of our callers has pushed the one key. Let's take the first call that's been waiting the longest. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, this is Bo. I'm just calling
Hello,
in. It's a great show so far. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. I've got Denton's the gospel song that he requested queued up. Whenever you're ready for me to play it, give me the go ahead and I will, okay?
What's the gospel song?
It's Bringing in the Cheese by Matthew Begets.
Is Bringing in the Cheese or Cheese?
Cheese.
I don't think that sounds gospel to me. Okay.
Well, it is. It is. I've listened to it.
Okay, hold on. Let me take some of these other callers. Okay?
Certainly.
All right. Let me take the next caller that's been waiting the longest. Hello, you're on the air. Well, 111, you're on the air. Oh, okay, I guess he doesn't want to say anything at this particular point, so I'll put him back on mute. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
DC2 in the house.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Kenny, I just wanted to tell you, I heard that song about the cheese. It is a godly song.
Amen.
I listened to it earlier when they who was it that requested it? Was it Sweaty? Denton, I mean? Denton that wanted to hear it?
That's right.
Yeah, I went and listened to it, Kenny. It's a great song, man. It's not bad. I promise it's not bad.
All right. Okay, go ahead and play it.
All right, give me one second.
Kenny, I'm going to mute myself, okay?
Okay.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Can you hear a song? I'm not hearing a song.
No, me neither.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure it wasn't just me.
And that's that.
Okay, well, we couldn't hear it. Okay.
Oh, you couldn't? My goodness.
No, we didn't hear it. We didn't hear nothing, brother.
Hold on one second.
Let me take another call while we're waiting. Okay? 502, you're on the air.
Hello and good evening to you all. It is Guru Dr. Aprika. I hope that you all are having a most blessed evening.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we are. And thank you, Doctor.
That is excellent to hear, good pastor.
I hope you are having the same.
Oh.
I am, and I appreciate you asking, and I hope that Brother Bishop is also having an excellent night as well. As
Sorry. Go ahead, Doc. I'm sorry.
No, you are fine, DC. I was also hoping that your listeners and the people in the chat are also having a pleasant night as well.
I hope they are as well. Oh, I guess Bo dropped and okay, he came back. Let me see if this is Bo. Is this you, Bo?
Would you all please stand and grab your hymnals, not too hard. Would you all please stand and grab your hymnals, not too hard. Oh, bringing in the cheese, bringing in the cheese. We shall go to Georgia, bringing in the cheese. Remain standing, please. And yea, Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Ezekiel, but didn't tell anybody, and Ezekiel begat Tyler, and Tyler begat Bryce, and Bryce begat Dayton, and Dayton begat Hunter, and Hunter begat Dylan, and Dylan begat Blake. And Blake begat Cooper, and Cooper begat Dylan, a different Dylan, and Dylan begat Piper, Zoe, and Madison, who all got into ceramics and never married. Oh, bringing in the cheese, bringing in the cheese. We shall go to Georgia, bringing in the cheese.
Got a total of over 75 years.
Oh.
That was not a gospel song.
No, Kenny, but it wasn't on God. It wasn't ungodly. There was no profanity involved.
No, there was no profanity.
Oh.
Did somebody hijack your show, Kenny?
Rolling down back.
No. Okay, we're not playing Disneyland alive. Okay? Alright. If we're going to play it, I'll play it. Okay? Alright. We got another caller.
Hey, Kenny, Brother Juan called in tonight?
I don't know.
How you doing, Pastor Tan?
Hey, how you doing, Juan?
Well, I kind of called in there, but then the call came through, and I don't know if it's calling on me to get on, but by now when I was waiting, I heard my song playing. Why did you stop it?
Because I didn't play it. It's being played
Kenny, are you in a cave in Afghanistan? I can't hear anything. I just hear wind. Kenny, where are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm hearing lots of wind. Are you driving or what?
Are you farting? Kenny, are you farting on the phone?
No.
Okay, because I just hear a lot of wind, brother.
Yeah, there was wind. It was coming from Juan.
Oh.
No, it wasn't for me, man. I'm inside. I'm cradled up right now, and I'm good, man.
My apologies. I have a fan on at the moment. Yes, you see, they're recently trying to fix the AC, and it is very unpleasant in here. I was not intending for my fan to cause such disruption.
Oh, well, that's okay, brother.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Well, one wanted to hear Dixieland Delight, okay?
If you play that, that'd be awesome.
I do have it, okay?
Well, Pastor Ken, are you going to bring us back on, brother?
I'm going to leave you on. I'm going to leave you on while I'm playing.
Oh, Kenny, I like it. All right, brother.
Okay. Well, just let me bring it up.
All right.
Okay, which I've got it right here.
Right,
okay.
Amen.
Okay, here you go. Well, this goes out to Juan. It's Dixieland Delight.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Pulling down backwoods, Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night.
Talking
about in the mountain moonlight.
I've been on a mission to take my life.
Kenny, I just want to say that's the best song you've ever played on the show, brother.
That was a great song, and no tomfoolery in that song, and it brings everyone pleasure. You agree?
I agree,
it
brother.
Was very, It was very pleasant. I cannot deny that.
Kenny, I hope you didn't mind my singing, brother. I really like the song, man.
No, it's all right.
Amen.
All right.
Wait. Hey, where did Bo go? I thought he called in.
I think he's back. Let's see. Bo, is that you?
Hey, it is. I knew that Dixieland Delight would be a big hit. We've also got one more request for a cancer awareness commercial. If we could play that, would it be okay if I played that? It's a minute long.
I mean, I think awareness is key, brother. I think the doc and Juan would agree. I mean, Kenny, I think what's 1 minute to save a life, brother?
Amen.
Good fortune and good faith be bestowed upon those who are currently battling. May the Lord look over you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Jones. All right, hold on 1 second and I'll queue her up, okay?
Amen. Kenny, your show is blowing up, brother. I love it. Lots of new people on and fellowship and the Lord. It's beautiful, Kenny. It's beautiful, brother.
Gentlemen, how well do you know your happy sack? I'm sure you rummage around downstairs more than mommy would like, but it's time you started paying attention to your favorite pastime, because that bag of beans bouncing around in your hand could be trying to kill you. What? Yeah, because testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer in men aged between 15 and 35. It's time to fight back. Hold each of your manberries, or as I like to call them, smooth criminals, in turn between your thumb and fingers. Give them a gentle roll around. Don't get too excited, though. You're on a mission here.
Okay.
You also need to
hold
check
on
the tubes around the back. That's the spermatic cord and epididymis, but I'm sure you knew that. If at any point you feel an unusual lump, size shift, or irregularity, don't ignore it like a pussy. Man up and talk to your doctor. The alternative is not an option. Check those bad boys at least once a month after a bath or shower. So the next time you're shopping for one in the sexy salad section, remember to tweak the tomatoes before you go cucumber crazy. Puns. Hashtag.
Kenny, I got to say, my balls are fine, brother. Let's celebrate.
Well, that's
amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise me.
Dr. Jones, how were yours?
Now, he said you're not supposed to have a lump.
That's correct. Uh-oh.
Man. You know, they say if you save the bush, the tree looks bigger. But I think I'm going to mess something up here.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Kenny, I'm sorry for using the wrong anatomical word. My testicles are fine. I'm sorry, Kenny. I know you want me to use the right card. But the word I used is not a godly word. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know what? As long as y'all are aware, because it's kind of like, you know, when you go to like an AA meeting or the AA meeting, you got to talk about stuff and stick to itiveness and you know, past experience and whatnot. So this is a good thing. I'm glad we're interacting.
Amen.
Right, that's a great point, Warren.
Well, Kenny, you just helped many people on your show check themselves for testicular cancer, brother. I think you just listen. I'm gonna clap for that. That's a beautiful thing, Kenny.
Amen.
Okay.
Indeed, knowledge is power.
That's me clapping.
Yeah, I'm clapping too. And the doc's right. Knowledge is power, brother.
Well, listen, we're getting down to our final minutes here. Okay, I've got to put out the prophetic word. And
Kenneth, can I give out a prophetic word as well, or is it just you tonight?
You can give out a prophetic word if you want to.
Yes, I would love to hear it.
Yeah, it's more personal, Kenny. It's not too much biblical, more personal. Should I do it now? I mean, I'm a little nervous.
You can
Can I just begin?
Yeah.
Have faith in yourself, DC2. You can overcome it.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate it. So listen, guys, my prophetic word is like this. In the last, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks, the Lord has tested me in ways that I've never been tested before. And by that, I mean that someone very dear to me in my life has been stricken with serious health issues. This is not a joke. DC2 is actually serious. I've gone through some very difficult times with someone who means everything to me in this world. And I just want to thank the Lord for giving me the strength to get through this and to give strength to the person and people that are involved in my life that have been dealing with the same issues that I have, and then obviously the person that has suffered through such, you know, pain and suffering over the last month or so. I want to thank God and the Lord for allowing the strength of Him to be bestow upon me the strength to get through this. And I just want to thank you, Kenneth, for letting me come on here and really publicly thank the Lord and my friends and family for being very supportive. I'm a strong believer and have much faith in the Lord, and I knew that He would see me through, but it was a very difficult time for my family. And I just want to say that things have started to get better for my family member, and hopefully in due time they will go all the way back to normal. So praise Jesus, and thank you, Kenneth, so much. That was my prophetic word. I know it wasn't too biblical, but I just thought I would add a touch of personalize it a little bit for the show.
All right.
Amen. To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Amen.
Well, amen, man. That was beautiful, man. When it comes from the
amen.
Heart, I like it's always beautiful.
Appreciate you, Brother Juan. I really do, brother. That was a very difficult sharing that I just did, but I wanted to do it for everybody that's listening that's going through some stuff. You can always depend on the Lord to be there for you, and you can always depend on Kenny to let you, you know, talk about it on his show and help people that may be going through something similar.
Amen.
And no matter
that's what I love about Kenny's show. Amen.
And no matter how dark those times get, we must keep our head up and continue onward, for there always will be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Amen.
Amen,
amen, Doc. Goodness for the better myself.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Dr. Jones is a very,
wise. He's a
wise
man.
So man.
Much wisdom.
He
so
really
much.
Is. So much.
But sometimes y'all got to stay away from that light.
Okay, I'm just praying for prophetic word. Okay, and so I'm going to. Okay.
Kenny, are you confused? What's going on, man? You having a stroke?
I'm not confused.
Okay.
Huh?
Are you okay?
Kenny, you think? Maybe we can get a roll tide from you and Tony.
Roll tide.
Oh.
What about Tony? Is he going to do it too?
Oh.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's get into the. This is not a pre-recorded show, okay? It's live.
Amen.
Let's get into the word.
Is Pastor Ken in the chat room again?
He's in the chat room. Okay.
What's he saying?
Always chicanery with that guy.
He's just saying things. Okay. The Father says today, take care of my business, and I will take care of your business. In the years before,
Amen.
I came out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. I walked the earth as a small businessman. I got the bottom line, says God. I know and I understand supply side economics and demands of what it takes to be in business and successful in business. Know that your business is my business. When you choose to do business spiritually and not according to the wisdom of the world, the day-to-day affairs and challenges you face, you are not beneath. By taking notice, I am making my own to guide and bring you to the place that you walk in the kingdom, even the arena of industry, and business and finance. This is the Joseph anointing, and it is available to you to put over you in your endeavors. So listen to my voice, for I am speaking. I am the voice speaking over your shoulder, saying, this is the way. Walk you in it. As you listen and act upon your faith and not your fears, you will see good and positive things happen. So open your heart to receive the understanding necessary to see change come, problems evaporate, and promotion come. Realize once and for all that money moves by the Spirit. Money is like blood. It must flow. As you handle your finances according to the kingdom cash flow, you will become a conduit of blessing out to others and live out the surplus of the hundredfold return that will come to you as a result. This is how my kingdom works, and this is how you will get from where you are to where you want to be in your business, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Kenny, what was
part of
the Bible was that from?
It's not part of the Bible. It's just a prophetic word, okay?
Did you get it from verse 15? You got to cite it, Kenny. You got to cite it.
No, I didn't get it from verse 15. No.
You're back to not citing it again, Kenny. You got it, Kenny. Kenny, come on, man. You got to cite it, brother.
Like I said, get it from verse 15. Okay? Anyway, we're coming down to the show. So I'm going to say a prayer, okay, and then I'm going to play a song to take us out. Lord God Almighty, bring in the day of Jesus Christ, through whom we shall be united. Then we shall recognize each other as fellow citizens and brothers and sisters, and we shall have peace on earth. Give your spirit anew, O Lord God, free and enlighten every heart, so that each person can acknowledge the word. You have given and hold fast to all your promises, even in dark and troubled times. Be with us, be with our people, help us in our times, O Lord God. We wait for you, we wait your peace, a new peace, not the old peace, not a return to comfort and selfishness, but your peace, which shall bring us into a life of heaven, where we have find Jesus Christ and the living one, our shepherd and leader. Amen. And we pray this
Amen.
In the mighty Jesus Christ. Amen.
Kenny,
Nick Saban.
I would like to say one more thing before we all sign off for the evening. I just would like to go ahead and echo the commercial that was played earlier. And for all the men that are listening to the show, please, please check your testicles for lumps. If there's anything that you find that's not right, make sure you call your doctor ASAP. It's not something you want to, you know, wait around and do. Do it immediately. It doesn't make you weak. It makes you strong. You got to do what's right. Save a life. You know what I'm saying? And definitely make sure that your testicles do not have lumps on them. It's very important. We here at God's Rainbow Ministries want you to live as long as possible before you meet the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, okay. We're counting down the minutes. Okay, so I'm going to find a song to play. Okay, it's going to check us out. Here we go.
That's Omega? Amen. Well, that's it for the show. So may God bless you all and have a wonderful, blessed night. And again, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay, brought to you by me, Pastor Ken. Well, God bless. Good night.